This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The state of Illinois recently balked at use of license plate readers by immigration officials. Now more lawmakers across the country are questioning it. Let's bring in KMOX legal analyst Brad Young for our weekly chat. He's a partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So apparently these lawmakers are questioning the legality of a U.S. Border Patrol program. It's predictive intelligence. They say it singles out and detains drivers for suspicious travel inside the country. What are your thoughts on whether this is a threat to privacy or civil liberties?
Megan, this is a great case to talk about a clash of two different ideas. One is what's called the plain view doctrine, meaning that police don't need a warrant if they see something in plain view. If you're parked next to at a stoplight next to a police officer and you're not wearing a seatbelt, that police officer can pull you over because he can clearly see that you're not wearing a seatbelt. And that also goes to weapons or drugs or other things that may be in the car. But then on the other side, there's this case, it's called U.S. versus Carpenter. And it goes back to 2018 that says if the government is using, in that case, it was cell towers to track a person's mobility, where they go, who they see, where they stay, how long they're at a certain place, by using that information, that becomes an invasion of privacy, even though you're always in plain view. So this case pits those two ideas together. And what's interesting is when it comes to Border Patrol, under federal law, within 100 miles of the U.S. border, the courts recognize reduced privacy expectations in this zone because you're there crossing the border, you have a reduced expectation of privacy. So if these activities are going on within 100 miles of the border, courts are probably going to allow it. But once you're going beyond that 100-mile zone around a U.S. border, then the courts are going to start looking very carefully at whether these license plate readers are actually tracking movement or just taking a snapshot data of information. That will make the difference as to whether this is or is not legal.
We'll continue to follow that. Another one that I'm sure people will be interested in today, Brad, is Taylor Swift fans and that action they're trying to take against Live Nation and Ticketmaster for how ticket sales were handled for her Eras tour. A judge says that suit can move ahead. So do you feel like this is a legitimate lawsuit?
It is a very legitimate lawsuit, especially if you ask my daughter, who's a Swiftie. This is a big deal. But seriously, this case could actually redefine how tickets are purchased in this country. Here's what's going on. When Live Nation merged with Ticketmaster, it created the potential for a monopoly. In this country, monopolies are disfavored because it reduces service and it increases prices. And that's what we've seen on this Eras tour, is that it was hard to get tickets. And when you did, there were lots of hidden fees. The evidence already in this case shows that Ticketmaster Live Nation controls 80% of the live tours in this country, and they do so with contracts and exclusive arrangements. I really do see that the court will bust this up. The only question is, how will they do it? Will they simply require or rather prevent or forbid Live Nation from having these exclusive contracts, or will they order the breakup of Live Nation Ticketmaster? To me, that's the big issue here.
And it's interesting because sometimes in these lawsuits, people look at, well, is there going to be a payout to the fans? But it sounds like what you're saying is this could really change the practices of these companies and possibly others.
Absolutely. This is not one of those class action lawsuits that we've all been involved with where there's a $20 million settlement and everybody gets a dollar. All right. This is not one of those cases. This is literally going at the heart of whether or not Ticketmaster, Live Nation, whether or not that's anti-capitalistic behavior, whether it's a monopoly. And if so, the court is more interested in making sure that customers who are buying tickets have a fair access to concerts and have reasonable expectation of prices. That will be where people will see the difference, particularly in those areas of hidden fees.
Now, for these Swifties, let's talk about how slowly the legal process moves. This could probably take years to play out, I'm assuming.
Yes, it absolutely could, because the amount of evidence that has to be brought to court in an antitrust case is enormous. I mean, attorneys will spend their careers on cases like this. We saw that with the Microsoft case and with the Google case. So this will take a while, but I do expect some degree of relief from the courts here. It's just a matter, from my perspective, it's just a matter of how far the courts will go to remedy this monopoly situation.
Brad, thanks for your insights this morning.
My pleasure, and happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. He joins us every Wednesday morning here on Total Information AM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.